Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Help Show. This is Gina, your host, and I'm back again like I promised. This is a continuation of forgiveness. I think I have two episodes that I still need to just do. I'm back from that hiatus. So now you will be getting at least an episode every week and, you know, sometimes even more. So let's just see how that goes. So this week, the chapter is forgiveness, right? And I'm going to talk about forgiveness as a strength. Also, reclaiming your power through emotional freedom. So first of all, before I begin, shout out to God for holding my hand in this journey as I keep walking still. And I have absolutely no clue what the next steps are or what they look like. But I keep moving. I keep stepping forward. And I think that's the point of life, right? You breathe in, you breathe out, and life goes on. Then also another thing is I want to give a shout out to music. Music has really, really been one of the biggest things that have helped me heal. Also just taking walks. Like right now, my studio is such an absolutely amazing view. I'm sure you can pick up on the background noises. Today I'm supported by the ocean and some crows and some, you know, background maintenance. But overall, if you can hear me, then it means the soundtrack is popping. So again, specific mentions to the music I love, and I think you guys can go check it out. There's Umgido. Everybody that I'm mentioning is from South Africa. Yeah, Southern Africa, actually. Umgido, and then there's Dlala Thukzin, and then there's Thukzin. I didn't know these two were two different people, but yeah, they cook. They really cook. They know how to cook. And then Oskambo. Also, these people work tirelessly day and night to create some amazing content for us to consume. And I did mention in the forgiveness chapter that the next chapter I'll speak about is body. So I hope you guys are ready for that. Right after body, I'm going to speak about sound. So again, welcome to the Self-Help Show, where we all just figuring it out, you know, by yourself. Or at least with me, you know. So let's get into it. I want to talk about reframing forgiveness as power, because that is very important. Forgiveness is not weakness. It's a powerful choice to take control of your emotional well-being. It's just it's you deciding that, you know what, it's over. You're not going to let other people or what they did to you control you. It's not to say that you let them off the hook. It's just reclaiming your peace and your power. So forgiving is about releasing the emotional grip that others' actions have over you. Then I'm also going to talk about how forgiveness gives you that emotional freedom. Because let's be honest, holding on to grudges drains you. If you didn't know, now you know, because just thinking about what that person did, already you are giving away your energy to that thought. That same energy you could be using to think about your life and the next things that you want to accomplish, and, you know, thinking about your loved ones, you're wasting it on the grudge. So letting go of the past allows you to take back control of your emotions. So stop being controlled by those negative emotions and start living in the present, you know. Then another point I want to touch on. Oh my gosh, my backup singers are super active. Can you hear that? So another one is self-forgiveness. That is one courageous act, to just forgive yourself. Yeah, because I know most people cannot forgive themselves. They literally, you know, keep pondering on, you know, what they did wrong or what led them to this whole situation happening. Forgive yourself. That's all I can say. Like, forgive yourself. Say things like, I'm worthy. You know, I'm worthy. I'm actually worth more than this hurt. And I'm moving forward. Like, just repeat that to yourself. And just forgive yourself. Then the strength of forgiveness, it takes a lot of power, strength, courage. You have to reclaim your inner power. And it also means that you're showing up for yourself. Not just for that person, but you're showing up for yourself. And it's empowering for you. So empower yourselves. Then another reminder, forgiving or forgiveness is not condoning like what they did to you. Forgiveness doesn't mean the pain was okay, just to put it out there. It's about releasing it and releasing its grip on you so that it doesn't control your present or your future, you know. So forgiveness is for your peace. Ah, even the ocean agrees. You can hear those waves are coming powerful now. Forgiveness is for your peace and not for their actions. So forget their actions. Just focus on your peace. Forgiveness is empowering. So take back your emotional sovereignty. And just choose to not be defined by the past pain. You know, step into the strength. And choose peace over bitterness. Then, last one, before I jump into some insights. Forgiveness is a conscious choice. It's a conscious decision. It's not something that happens automatically. It's something that you actively choose. And this is not just a once-off activity. It's something that you have to constantly work on. So every time you forgive, just remember that you're choosing to heal and you're choosing your peace and you're reclaiming back your power. So let's get deep into the insights and the data for all my, you know, I was going to say, what's that word? My info-averse people, knowledge-averse people. People that need information supported by data and insights and facts. Remember, on this podcast, I speak about my own opinions, my own experiences, science-backed insights and data. So, this is a serious disclaimer, okay? Just make sure you understand that. Studies show that forgiving lowers cortisol. Who knew? I'm sure you did. Somebody did. The stress hormone. Yeah, that stress hormone goes down. Wait, is it supposed to go down or up? Cortisol is supposed to go low. Yeah. So what that means is, if you forgive somebody, you know, you have a direct impact towards your stress. And that improves your immune system. So anybody who's listening to me right now, who has a grudge, even on little things, even on big things, even on gigantic things, even on infinite things, forgive. Forgive that person. Because that's going to lower your cortisol. And we know cortisol, for most people, they struggle to lose weight because of it. Most people, they have skin diseases. Most people just suffer with a lot of diseases because of cortisol. Cortisol is literally the root of most of those issues. So just let go, forgive, and, you know, you reduce your cortisol levels. Then, another study from the United States of California. Those who forgave were found with lower blood pressure. Can you imagine? So, if you have high blood pressure or you know somebody with high blood pressure, just tell them to forgive. Oh, I've got a backup singer just next to me. Did you hear that? Tell them to forgive. Then that's going to lower their blood pressure. They should just forgive whoever they're holding a grudge to. it's going to lower their blood pressure. And even people that have chronic pains and chronic headaches, it's all coming from holding grudges. So forgive, forgive, let go, let it all go. Okay, if you want to know how to, you know, take some practical steps, just go listen to the beginning episodes of the forgiveness chapter. I share all of that information in there. Then another gem is forgiveness empowers individuals to take control of their emotions. So it has been shown that people who forgive experience less emotional fatigue. I'm one of those people. Even if they didn't do any study on me, it's me testifying to you now that I am one of those people. It also gives a greater life satisfaction. Again, I'm one of those people. And better emotional resilience. Again, I am here. And in fact, forgiving can decrease depressive symptoms by up to 50%. Guys, stop sleeping on forgiveness. You know, if it was a physical thing, I'd open a shop and start selling it now. Because everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. Then another one, according to the American Psychological Association, forgiveness can improve mental health by reducing anxiety. Oh, yes. By reducing anger. And people who practice forgiveness tend to have a higher self-esteem and an improved well-being. Do I need to repeat myself? Mm-mm. Then a Harvard University study found that 85% of individuals who practiced forgiveness showed improvements in their mental health and relationships. Need I say more? And last one, which is my favorite, this Heart Math Institute. I would love to go to this place. There's just so much that I learned from this institute over 5 years ago that has changed my life. So from the Heart Math Institute, it reports that people who forgive, again, it's that lower blood pressure thing I mentioned. And also, they experience better cardiovascular health. So you don't only reduce your blood pressure, you also improve your heart's health. Guys, you improve your heart's health. Do you see how much holding grudges and, you know, just holding on to what people did can actually affect your well-being, can affect your physical being? Can you see that? Anywho, closing thoughts. Forgiveness is an act of strength and not weakness. It's a choice to reclaim your power, your peace, and your emotional health. So let go of what no longer serves you and embrace that freedom that comes with forgiveness. Thank you for tuning in and joining me. Remember to leave a 5-star. Remember to share this with somebody you know has high blood pressure. Because sometimes all they need to do is to forgive. Okay? Share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your colleague, your neighbors, your boss. Anybody and everybody. Because they need to hear this. All right, I'll see you in the last episode of forgiveness. And yeah, remember, we have a website now. Why do I keep saying remember? I need to stop saying that. We have a website now, so do make sure you check that out. Check out the link. I will be giving you access to sign up for newsletters soon. But then also the blog section has a summary of each episode, so that's good. So for those who can't really hear, okay, let me rephrase that. For those maybe that might miss a chance of listening and that enjoy reading, then you can go and read on the blog, so you get all of that information. Okay, or maybe some of the things that I pronounce you can't really, you know, hear it clearly. You can go now and read. Okay, so that's that. Have a good one. Enjoy this early August. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm grateful for everything. Bye.